Govardhan. I mean, Vrindavan. January 16th.
So in these classes, we're going to try to share short related stories in different ways. Sri Guru is non-different. We always say it from his instructions. He's non-different from his taught. So I'd like to share with you today some of the things that I heard from Srila Gurudev about attitude, particularly in relation to our experience with Krishna. Once in Brisbane, about 8 or so years ago, you sitting in the room, the ladies doing bhajan, and Srila Gurudev was out on his morning walk. When he came back, there was a cottage. When he came back, he sat down and told the devotees to sing the Ekadasi song to the Bhakti Chaturvedi, maybe we can sing just before the end. And the devotees immediately picked up their songbook. Somebody was reading, everybody else was following, and everyone was looking at their songbook. So Gurudev chastised everybody. Said that this is how Westerners are. They don't know the song in their heart. And it's not good. So one of them was one of them. Then he began to explain the song. And he said that Krishna was passing by different hellish planets. He was on tour. And he saw all the various suffering in the hellish world. Like, for example, they would, somebody cook animals, they would boil them in a pot of boiling oil. And some other sinful people, they would throw all the top of the cliff, and then he'd break it to million pieces. And they put it back together again. And then they brought him up on top of the cliff again, threw him down again. Or for someone who was attached to the opposite sex, then Krishna would pass by and see how the Yamadutas forced that sinful person to embrace a hot iron lady or man, hot molten iron lady or man. And at the same time, the Yamadutas was with them. So Krishna is thinking, my children, my sons and daughters are suffering so much. How can I help them? What can I do? Then he thought, I know I'll become a deity. And if anybody simply follows the simple observances of that day, then he can come to me. He can transcend the material existence and come to me. So just as Radharani manifested on Krishna's left side, so Krishna manifested a prodigy from his right side. So Gurudev was explaining that a prodigy is not a day. Like today looks like a day, but it's not really a day. What is it, Sasha? It's Krishna everywhere. Just like we were discussing the other day in Mathura, that Guru is in every atom, simultaneously, everywhere, and a person. Just like Prabhupada was trying to help us understand how Krishna can be everywhere and at the same time be a person. So Prabhupada said, just like in this Iskcon movement, they say, Nathi Bhakti Vedanta Swami is everything. Still I'm a person. Similarly, every atom of today is Krishna anyway, but especially in every atom of everything that seems to be, especially Krishna. So, Krishna's thinking that if they just follow the simple prescription of this day, then they can come to me. Then as Gurudev sat on that couch, he said, this day of Kadasi is even more important than Janmasthami or other holy days. That's how powerful it is. Once in Holland, we were having afternoon darshan with Gurudev on the lawn outside the building as we were sitting in traffic. Yeah. And one of them asked, what do we do if we miss the Kadasi? How do we make up for it? And Gurudev said, I don't know, I never missed one in my whole life. Then they asked him, what about being a Kadasi? Because we've heard that being didn't have to follow a Kadasi. So, in observance of that, if we haven't fasted properly on any given Ekadasi, we can easily make up for it by fasting on Bhima Ekadasi. The Gurudev said, this is not true at all. We can't make up for it. Then, he explained all of the world. I've heard him give this class so many times about what is the meaning of Eka doctrine. Eka means 11. So the 11th day of the full moon and the new moon, because there are 11 senses. The 5 knowledge acquiring senses, the 5 working senses, and the mind. And if all these senses are engaged in Krishna service on this day, you have to speak that language?
I gave Hindi.
Oh, Hindi, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. If somebody engages their 11 senses in Krishna's service and Guru's daily service, on this day, he gets a lot more benefit. So suppose, let's say your mind is one of the senses, and I'm feeling anxious at somebody or some circumstance. And then I remember, this is the day that I can really make a lot of advancement by not being angry. Any day that I'm angry, any day that I'm blaming somebody for something, or that I'm blaming a situation for my suffering, all qualities of that bad circumstance or person, whether the person has those bad qualities or not, they all enter into me. And there are 3 gateways to help: lust, anger, and grief. So I can remember so many of these instructions. I want to engage my tongue in chastising somebody, or lording it over somebody. Or I want to eat more than I need. So if I remember that, especially on this day, if I control my senses and mind, my tongue, and all my other senses, I make extra special benefits. And then what happens? Then I'll get the power to be able to control my other day's senses. So on the 11th day, from the 11th day of the new moon, to the new moon, on the 11th day of the full moon, to the new moon, or to the new moon?
It's after the new moon and after the full moon, 11 days.
11 days after, and then from 15, 12, 13, 14, 15. So 11 days after the full moon, to the new moon, and 11 days after the new moon, leading up to the full moon, moon is situated in a certain way in the cosmos, in such a way that water rises. On those days, the waves on the ocean rise very high. So similarly, there's water in the body, and that water rises. If I take rain on that day, then the rain will act like a blotter to that water, and it will cause sickness in the body. So Srila Gurudeva said in different cities that in hospitals they did some research that more people die in the hospital on those days than on any other day in the month. So for health reasons, the privacy, also for spiritual reasons. So Srila Gurudeva told us in history to show us about the importance of the privacy. One history is the history of King Chitranga and his son Rupanga. Does anybody know those histories? Yeah? Don't come up. Anybody? Okay, good. So, he was a great king, King Chitranga, and he had a son, boy, I don't know his right name. And this king was so pious. And he had his whole kingdom following the country. That is, on the day before the country, he would go around and make an announcement for his seven sons that tomorrow was the country. And his whole kingdom was spiritually strong. So gradually the king got older. Now it's time for him to go to the forest to be renounced and practice austerity. And his son became crown prince. And his son was born to be the king. So while the king was in the forest, a very, very beautiful young teenage girl was passing by him. And he became very attractive. So he asked her, not attractive and handsome. So he asked her, "Who are you?" And she said, "Oh, my name is Mohan." "And what are you doing here in the forest?" She said, "I'm looking for a husband. And I think you would make a very nice husband." So he said, he was so enchanted with both of his wits and intelligence. He said, "Yes, I'd like to be your husband." So then she said, "But I have a condition. And you know a man in love, like, there's never going to be any problem. Everything is going to be fine forever." So she said, "I have a condition." "Sure, you have to follow all of my instructions, whatever I order you. Otherwise, I'll leave you." "No problem." So he took her back home to his palace, and his wife was such a godly wife, such a religious, safe wife, that when the king and his new wife came back to the palace, his real wife did arguments for them and welcomed them, and so did their son. So then the days rolled on, because she just wanted her husband to be happy. Thinking, "Well, I can't make him happy like she can, so I can serve that situation." So then the days rolled along, and it became the day for Kadasa. So Rukmanga, the king's son, went around and made some announcements. He said, "What is it?" "What is it?" "What is Kadasa? We all follow Kadasa." "Kings don't follow Kadasa. Only old people. People who don't have to do anything with strength. It's not the king. You have to go out and hunt and fight the enemy. You can't weaken yourself. The king said, of course, this is proper, it's religious. You've always done it. So she said, they decided, let's ask the Brahmins. They know all the scriptures. They can tell us what's right. So she bribed the Brahmins. And so they said, no need for the king to follow the Brahmins. The king said, I don't care about you. I don't care about the foolish Brahmins. I know that was supposed to follow the Brahmins. But then one man said, all right, then I'm leaving. And he said, leave. We need somebody like you. So she had just about to leave when the wife appealed to her not to go. But she knew that, well, he could make her husband happy and she could. So when he said, all right, I'll do it, I'll stay on one condition. If I can have the head of your son chopped off by your husband, by my husband, the king. So the son said, no problem, I'm very happy for the glory of the pastor. To die in his way, no problem. So the king was very against it, but on the insistence of the son, the king agreed. So he was just about to chop off the son's head. But the son said, what more glorious death can anyone have for the glory and honor of the pastor? So just as he was about to chop off his head, the demigods all came in. They said, I was just messing you. We were just messing you. To see how much you are honoring the Hadithi. So anybody who doesn't follow the Hadithi, the Kohini said, but what about me? So I get something out of this? So then they said, the demigods said, yes. Whoever doesn't follow the Hadithi, all their pious activities are going to be so actually, Mohini wasn't an independent person. He was an illusory creation of Brahma, just as that became. So that's one history that's already told. Then another, which most of you know, is the history of King Amrish. That is, I'm not going to relate the whole story because you know it, but just a few little details. Many people think that Durvasa Muni is the anti-hero or the bad guy in this history. But actually, Durvasa Muni pretended to attempt to kill Maharaj Amrish for two glorious reasons. One, to glorify Hadithi, and number two, to glorify the pure devotee who was willing to give up everything for a Hadithi. He was willing to go to hell for a Hadithi. And that is, Maharaj Amrish was thinking that this rishi, he's out bathing in Yamuna, and the time to turn is coming. And as important as it is to follow the judge of the Hadithi, it's equally important to break the Hadithi at the same time, at the right time. I remember a yesterday I was editing one morning walk period in Italy. And somebody asked that on the Karan day, the day after the Hadithi, sometimes there's a short time span of only 15 minutes. It was very difficult to keep that time intact and take the grain or break the whole fast by taking some fruit or whatever. So then they said, what would people do in former days when there was no watches or clocks? So then Sajjan Maharaj told Gurudev that he was on the bus on his way to Namaji. And there was two Bengalis, a whole busload of Bengalis, who were taking part of it. And they didn't have any watches. o'clock. It was noon. So Rude said, he said, why is time so important? It's so fast. So Rude said, if you don't follow the fire at the right time, you lose your resolve to the right time. And if you know about it, if you know the rules and regulations and you don't follow it, then you have to suffer. So it's so strict. So back to our history. So Maharaj Ambarish was thinking that if I don't see the stage before I take anything, then I'll be guilty of committing the wrong and we haven't come back yet, evading this kind of crime that's coming. So if I offend him, then I'll go to hell. But if I offend a privacy, then even if I'm not in hell, even if I'm in heaven, I'll be in hell because I'll lose my bucket. So he had to consider. He decided, I'd rather be in hell and offend the Brahma than lose my body by not following the Christ. And in that connection, so the Gurudev told the story, which was the son who will say about Gurudev in the hospital.
Maharaj Ambarish considered it the same way. He decided there is no problem with God. So then you know the story of the Siddhishantaka chasing the Vajrayana. And why, when Krishna wanted to kill, Gurudev was fine with saying this. Because he seems to love and glorify the Vajrayana. Because he knows that the Vajrayana is even associated. Even in associated with gopis. So he says, why is it that when Krishna wanted to kill Sishupal, it took 1 second and Siddhishantaka cut off his head. But Siddhishantaka chased Vyasa Rishi for 1 year and apparently couldn't catch up with him. Why not? Because Vyasa Rishi was a pure devotee. He didn't really want him. He wanted the Rishi to display this pastime to show the glories of Maharaj Ambarish and the glory of Christ. So the Srimad Bhagavatam relates what happened when the Vyasa Muni went to it's the Vaikuntha planet that sits in the world.
What's the blue?
Yeah, but something for your So in this Vaikuntha planet, Lord Vishnu resides, and Ravata came to take shelter because he couldn't get shelter from Brahma. He couldn't get shelter from Lord Vishnu. So he went to Lord Vishnu, and the Bhagavatam explained their conversation. So Gurudev, I quote, so this is not Sanatari Thakur's explanation or commentary on this exchange, that the Vyasa Rishi was saying, save me, save me. He said, why should I save you? Maharaj Ambarish is lifting my heart, and I live in his heart. knows nothing but me, and I know nothing but him, and you try to kill him. So I consider that a distraction from me. And you want me to save him? Krishna had made a promise that for anyone who's my true devotee, if there's any danger to them, my Siddhartha chakra will always be ready to defend us. So therefore, when Maharaj Srivasa Rishi threw his dreadlock on the floor, and that fiery demon came to kill Maharaj Nandir just stood there with folded palms and tears were coming from his eyes. Not out of fear, but out of remembering Krishna's pastime. Just out of ecstasy. So, in the meantime, Krishna Chakra remembered his duty that if anyone of Krishna's good devotees is in danger, I will protect them. So, Srivasa Muni is now speaking with Lord Vishnu that, but I'm a Brahmin, and he's just a Grihastha, just a king. And I am barely going to accept the invitation, but I accepted the invitation to come to his palace, and he ate before I ate. This is terrible. So Lord Vishnu said, he didn't eat, he was just following the rules of oneness. He had to observe oneness at the right time. And he didn't eat, he only took my Charanamrita. And he had tried to kill him for that. He said, I'm losing my patience, I'm very angry. Then he told the rest of me that you practice so many austerities. But austerities backfire. Somebody who uses their power to take out from their austerities to disturb the same person. So now your austerities, all your powers are useless, and now you're being killed. You're attempting to be killed. And all the knowledge that one has, the great teachers have, all backfiring. Because now, all of you know is what knowledge do you have? You are bathing in the Jamuna, and by your amazing power, you went into trance, and you had knowledge of what was going on in the palace, so far away that Maharaj Akrish was taking fire. You had that knowledge, didn't you? Now that knowledge is coming down and about to destroy you. The knowledge of those fairies are useless for one who is not engaged in bhakti and driving to the bhakti. So in all circumstances, we never have to defend ourselves. All we need to do is remember Krishna. Because in fact, all disturbances and all suffering is used to turn you away from Krishna. And as soon as we turn to Krishna, then all the suffering goes away. Like the life of our he was never in suffering. He was always happy. Even when they threw him in hot oil, even when they threw him in fire. Or he got suffering when he was 22 months ago. He was always happy. Even though his skin was always very off, even though he was down to the bone from the whip, he was always happy. So if we're not happy, it just means that we're turning away from Krishna. So in the dark, just like my hand, is in the light, as soon as it turns away from the light, it's in darkness. So all fear by unthinking out of the nation of death is due to being the real perception of life, bodily perception, which comes from the definition. So all these three things are there in that beautiful Akari Sutta. So now I'll ask you to take 5 minutes to distinct the two of us and try and see the bucket of jar, I remember it was 100 and the yellow book. And I don't know how many people
can
know. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
On the Ekadasi, the fasting, is it true that we cannot even use I'll brush our teeth with toothpaste because it may contain the grain byproduct venom.
Well, they ask for it in the morning walk.
Teeth before Sunday.
Okay.
And then after the return.
So the whole day of the cousin, you don't brush your teeth.
Yeah.
That looks good. Yeah. So no toothpaste, that's what you're saying. No toothpaste.
Before Sunday. Wait, can you do toothpaste?
They told me yes.
Actually, I read in Jivadharma that even on fasting days, one is required to brush their teeth or properly clean their teeth. So I think that actually, from what I've read, I think the conclusion is that one should actually make an endeavor to have a Tadashi tooth cleanser. Because I did read that in Shastra. It was included in Jivadharma.
Yeah, well,
that's
what they say.
Well, in the evening, he's saying, after meals. Suspicious. Gurney, yeah.
Yeah.
Gurney always chose to Gurudev always liked to chant.
Yeah.
He says then you can then you have nothing else to do but read and chant. Huh? Not in Dwadasa.
What?
Not in Dwadasa.
The uneven number days, but then also depends. If you want to be an astrological thing, it also depends on the particular person's astrology. But he said that Kanasi is good.
Two or three times a day.